Almost every disease across the board happens earlier and potentially more severe progression in veterans than in non-veterans. So I think that sort of paints a picture for us that there's a lot of stressors experienced by warfighters that are unique. And I think we need to understand what those are, but also figure out how we can intervene, whether it be exercise or other forms of intervention, whether maybe it's just changes in sleep patterns or nutrition. I think there's a lot of things from a human performance and resilience standpoint we can explore to not only understand these stressors and what they're doing, but also how to mitigate some of those.
That is the voice of Marcus Bamman. He is one of the recent acquisitions for the Institute of Human and Machine Cognition, IHMC, here locally. Now, you know them as the robotics and AI people, but they're looking to develop a whole third leg of their stool, so to speak. And they recently went to Triumph Gulf Coast and asked for a grant to help them fund a center to study human health span, resilience, and performance, the Center of Excellence, and they got sort of, you know, next stage approval as that process moves forward. Joining us now to tell us more about what IHMC is doing in this regard, we've got Julie Shepherd on the line. She is the Executive Vice President and Legal Counsel at IHMC. Julie, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thanks, Andrew. Good morning.
Hey, great to have you. So for people who are just kind of tuning in and they're kind of, what? IHMC, you guys are branching out significantly. What is it that you want to do with this $6 million grant from Triumph?
Well, our goal is to develop a human performance center of excellence and use that to help economic development in this human performance cluster in Northwest Florida and the impacted counties that were impacted by the Gulf Coast spill.
Yeah, and I mean, I just, it's interesting. I was just listening to, I listened to the Triumph Gulf Coast meeting, and they love it. You know, they love the project. It's an A-rated project, and, Bence and Gates and Lewis Baer all love it, and they're all on board. But this is really a big branch out for IHMC into a whole other field, right?
It is, but it will also include, there's a lot of issues in human performance that, you know, artificial intelligence can help with. And so, you know, as you know, IHMC, we try to team projects that include all kinds of types of scientists and researchers so that we just don't approach the issue with only medical doctors. We look for scientists that specialized skills. We bring in AI, we bring in computer science, we bring in cognitive psychologists, and really try to team a group that can really look into the problem and look for different solutions. And what we're specifically looking here is, can we advance our understanding of human performance and develop evidence-based interventions that maximize the abilities of individuals and teams, with a specific look right now on the military community, special operations, wounded warriors, NASA, Navy, Air Force, and then also elite athletes. And then usually when we look for interventions that work, those interventions then become something that the general population can benefit from.
Right. And what I love about this is, of course, you're tapping into a funding source when you can get federal money for military or where you can get sports medicine research. And in the process of doing that research, you learn things that allow for broader application or, you know, as you say, application of the general population. I mean, and some of the stuff, by the way, that you know, Bamman has been working on are things like, you know, how can you use exercise as a way to stimulate, you know, cognitive regrowth or bone density regrowth, because he worked with NASA for a while, or things like muscle capacity and taking somebody who's 65 and through just a little bit of the right kind of targeted exercise, helping them to have muscle structures that are comparable to a 35-year-old, an untrained 35-year-old. I mean, to reverse aging. I mean, it's amazing some of the stuff that you guys are going to be working on.
It's exciting. I would say we're looking at fields like regenerative medicine, neuroscience, rehab, genomic science, cellular and tissue biology, all those type of things that will do just what you said, help you know, all of us age better and age more gracefully, which is, I think, something everybody's interested in.
And all just right here in Pensacola. You know, I think a lot of people have an idea about what Pensacola is, and then when you tell them about IHMC, they're like, oh, really? We're the, you know, we're one of the key centers for AI, one of the key centers for robotics, and we're going to be one of the key centers for, you know, studying the human exercise physiological genome. I mean, it's it's pretty impressive.
It's super exciting. We're excited. And I will tell you that we started this project about 3 years ago, and actually Quint and Rishi Studer gave us a $1 million gift. And we used it to start developing the human performance team. So yeah, I would credit that unrestricted gift that allowed us to branch out into a third field. And about 2 years ago, we were successful in getting a major grant from DARPA, which is the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, and it's called Peerless. And it was about $30 million total. But because we did not have in Northwest Florida the required the personnel and specialized equipment we needed, about $22 million of that project, which is a three-year project, we had to farm out to other specialized institutes around the United States. So this type of project that we hope, you know, will finalize with Triumph over the next few months would allow us to keep that type of funding in Northwest Florida. It would allow us to hire the people and to bring the equipment here that we could do the majority of the work in Northwest Florida.
Oh, man, I love it. Hey, I got a couple of quick follow-ups I just want to get to with you in a second. We're talking to Julie Shepherd. She's the Executive Vice President and Legal Counsel for the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition right here in Pensacola. This will not be, this, unless I'm mistaken, you're not going to build a new building. It's going to be within the existing building. Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Which is, I just was curious about that because at first when I heard this, I thought, oh, they're going to build a whole new facility. Well, no, you don't need to do that. So that's good news. The other one is, do we know at this point roughly, like, what is the projected, you know, I know this is stuff you have to do for the Triumph application, but, like, how many jobs, how many people are we talking about over the course of, say, 5 or 10 years?
Yeah, so we will be creating positions, and I, you know, was indicating, like, things like certified registered nurse practitioners, clinical research technicians, those type of positions that we don't currently have, in addition to increasing the scientists and researchers here in this field. But, you know, I think the really important metric that we're looking at is bringing a lot of increased federal funding into this community in the area of human performance and resilience. We're looking at making proposals for in the $20, $30 million range, but bringing in $15+ million in new research funding into our area, which is a huge number for us.
Outstanding. Well, as I've said before, and I made it clear, I'm a big supporter of what you all do at IHMC. I think it's amazing. It's one of these sort of gem things that we have to maybe sometimes be reminded of is going on right here in downtown Pensacola. And I really hope that, based on all the indicators, it looks like it's going to go forward. Triumph was all thumbs up when they talked about this last week. Julie Shepherd, she is the Executive Vice President and Legal Counsel for IHMC. Julie, Merry Christmas. Have a Happy New Year. Thank you for spending some time with us this morning. And thanks for helping us understand a little bit more about what makes what IHMC is doing right now.
Happy holidays, Andrew. Thank you.